The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, chugging copious amounts of Faygo Orange, it's Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Where was that Faygo manufactured? In Detroit or Detroit?
Lovely, isn't it?
So the word Detroit is misspelled on every bottle of Faygo, and this is not a joke.
No, not all of them. Just
not all of them?
Just
maybe just orange.
Okay. I checked the root beer this morning. It wasn't. So. I went to the cooler at Ernie's and checked.
Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. I know. 100%. I mean, it's just embarrassing. That's all. I wonder if ICP will still use this now. That's
oh,
awesome.
My gosh. Well, they're more of a rock and rye crowd.
Sure. Like think. The C-3PO trading card from Star Wars early days.
Nice. I remember that. I remember that.
Or the Billy Ripken baseball bat card.
Yeah, on the end of the bat. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Enjoying an early dinner of Diet Coke and palmetto cheese, it's Professor Stephanie Conan.
Just in time.
How'd you get out of your class so early?
I talk fast. I have a question, though, about, so someone the other day allowed me to try, I can't remember what it was called, some spread from the South that is apricot jam, pineapple jam, horseradish, and it's like super tangy bar cheese.
Well, this is also from the South. It's not that tangy, but
no.
This is palmetto cheese is a kind of pimento cheese.
Okay, so that's a request for somebody to bring it in, right?
I can't remember what it was called. Yeah, anyway.
I think that one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, there's cheese in the studio right now is Professor Jim Tubbs.
Well, I'm just the occasion of it. I'm not the benefactor. He goes next.
Well, why don't you explain for the listeners what's going on here?
Well, I just happened to mention one day. Actually, one time you were asking us what was our favorite sandwich spread or something
like that. Mm-hmm.
And I said pimento cheese. And this is a particularly rich form of pimento cheese because it's got a lot of cheddar in it.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
And Hank happened to hear that on the on the broadcast.
So we are joined today by, I was going to say something like Ask the Professor Superfan. It seems a little over the top. We'll just call you a fan for right now. Hank Durkin. And thanks for bringing the cheese, Hank.
You are very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. I look forward to every homecoming and getting to see you guys. And this is my way of buying my way in the door.
Cash works too, you know. I mean, cash favors, car washes, back rubs, you know, we're agreeable.
I'm going to put cheese ahead of all of those things. I'm just going to, you know, put that out there right now. Thanks for being here, Hank, and happy homecoming, even though it'll be long over when people actually have a chance to listen to this show. We have homecoming, a visit day, a million other things going on over weekend, which does make it a lot of fun. The waning hours of summer before the equinox on Monday morning. And fall will arrive in all her glory.
I can feel the earth tilting already.
Yes, something like that, slightly.
We all lean to the left.
Jason Roach is here. It's been a while, Jason. We're glad to have you.
It's been a while. I'm wondering whether it's an ethical dilemma to be here. We're serving in two roles on the show.
Can you believe it?
Our executive producer.
I know. Feel guilty. How do I follow in Vivian's footsteps?
That's a good question. Just make sure there's oatmeal
sensible
pie
heels.
At the end and everybody's happy.
Sensible humps. Sensible heels, that's all.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Jason, we're glad to have you here. If we hit on any Pittsburgh Steeler vein of questions, I know we're going to knock them out of the park.
That's right. Especially the older ones won't make me so upset as the newer ones will.
No comment. No comment. Do your little ones have mini jerseys or anything yet? Maybe just colors?
You know, I actually was showing somebody this picture on my phone today. We happen to have our family picture, and my son and I both have our Antonio Brown jerseys.
Oh my.
We're going to need to put that on the Christmas list, I think.
So Antonio Brown went to CMU, which is where we went. So we also have Antonio Brown jerseys.
Everyone's got a little stigma.
They're going to be worth a lot less in coming months.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. And speaking of folks we haven't seen for a while, we're happy to welcome back Professor Greg Grabowski from the Department of Biology. I just feel like it's fall of 2002, and I'm showing up for the first time ever,
Greg,
and you're sitting
our
across the table
to take over.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Glad to have you here, Greg.
Yeah, it's been like a long time.
Yeah, you've had a
lot.
So
what happens? I became chair, and I lost my life, and now I get it back.
Yeah, we're glad you have a life again.
I gave it up in December. It was glorious.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Find us on Facebook or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play, quote, Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We have a set of questions that came to us via, looking in Jason's direction, Sophie Torcello, one of your former students.
Before we do those, can I just say it's called Jezebel sauce. What? The cheese spread.
The southern sauce.
Yeah. That's the spread.
It's apple jelly, horseradish, mustard, and pineapple preserves.
So now what are you supposed to do with it? Toast?
Put it on crackers. Okay. Or toast. Bad. Yeah. Okay.
All right. These trivia questions are from Sophie Torcello about Australia. Let's see what we know about the great land down under. What is the capital city?
Canberra.
Okay. Is there some sort of like Australian-Canadian connection that we need to figure out? Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, he had world geography in school.
I was stuttering. That's
you know, they used to be related to the Queen and to each other.
That's true. In which Australian city was the very famous film Finding Nemo set?
Sydney.
Yeah.
Opera House. Only watched that 50,000 times.
Yeah, exactly. Little Finding Dory going on there. All right, true or false? Australia has had a female prime minister.
True.
It is true statement. Yeah. Yes. No one said false. That's great. That's good. Okay. A very famous actor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is Australian.
Hugh Jackman.
Chris Hemsworth.
It's Chris Hemsworth as Thor is what we were
talking about. Can I tell you that when they did the Red Dawn remake, anybody remember that?
Yeah.
They filmed it two doors down from my house.
That's right.
And he was in the neighbor's house. And my kids think that he was in there. I was like, but that was before Thor. We didn't know who he was. So we didn't care.
It was pre-Thor.
Yeah. Nobody cared.
Yeah, but now they do. What was the name of the Australian icon who died, unfortunately, after being stung by a stingray?
Oh, the crocodile.
Steve Irwin.
Yes.
Crikey.
Boy.
You can't mess with animals you're not used to, trust me.
I know.
I've been stung and bit by more things than you can probably imagine.
You know, his kids have turned quite the empire recently. The daughter and the son are gajillionaires. That's all I got to say. Not that they've taken advantage of it, but they've taken advantage of the family name.
They've taken advantage of it.
Yeah.
They used to work with stingrays, and I was just like, stick with crocodiles.
Stick with crocodiles.
Well, you at least know where the teeth are.
That should transition us into
that's what you're doing, you're doing.
How about the brown crates?
Can that transition us into a question about Crocodile Dundee?
The best movie of 82.
So,
first 4 months of 82.
The Australian flag actually has a series of stars on it that make a very famous constellation you can see from Australia. What is the name of that constellation?
Southern Cross.
The Southern Cross is what it's called. That makes perfect sense. How about we do something that's a pretty softball, if you don't mind. What is one of the nationally recognized animals of Australia? There are two.
Koala and kangaroo.
Kangaroo, yes. Koala is not.
Really?
Emu is the other one. The emu is the other one.
Well, he's on a TV commercial now.
That's true. Oh, that's right. The Limu Emu.
Finally getting their due.
Mm-hmm. The emus do.
Fairly recently, in the last year, Australia's team sport in what sport was found to be guilty of cheating? Can you believe it?
Swim? Cricket.
Cricket?
Cricket is what it was, yes.
Cricket. That's not cricket.
Did you say swimming?
Swimming.
That's how they get out of there, right?
I don't want to know.
Was,
oh, no, I do.
Was the torpedo?
Right.
Remember what was his name?
Thor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thorpedo. Yeah, Thorpedo. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What was the name of the Olympic short track speed skater who won gold in the 02 Winter Olympics because everybody ahead of him fell over before the finish? Do you remember this?
I remember it happening. I can't even think of the name.
I can remember the visual. I can't remember the name.
Last name is a very, very famous American sci-fi writer of the last generation and a half.
Asimov?
Not Asimov, but you're in the wheelhouse.
Heinlein.
No. Nope.
Orwell.
Foster. That's great.
Lucas.
Bradbury?
Roddenberry?
Bradbury. Let's go with Bradbury. Stephen Bradbury.
I was going to say Dave. But
we covered all the bases in sci-fi, so I can skip the next five sci-fi questions. So did you know, much like the looking up at the four corners on our map on the wall, that there's a rock at the exact geographic center of Australia? What is it called?
Ayers Rock?
Ayers Rock. Now, how do you know that? You did
like
pay attention.
Like I knew Canberra.
You did pay attention in high school. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
I was awake.
Nothing escapes your brain, Dave. I really think that. Gosh. Once you hear it, it's there forever.
Oh. Yeah, unless you're my wife. Oh, oops.
Wait, you too?
Australia is known for its scenic beaches and very interesting wildlife. What is the world-famous reef on the north coast called?
The Great Barrier Reef.
Yes, the Great Barrier Reef.
I want to go there before it's gone.
Are you gonna just look at it from above, or are you going to snorkel?
Snorkel, probably.
Okay, excellent. That's pretty cool.
Don't they say that's what's making it disappear, snorkelers?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I just made that up.
Just kidding. Well, when Jim goes and takes 20 pounds home with him.
If they're wearing oily suntan lotion, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Do Australians drive on the left or right-hand side of the road?
Left.
Well, they do drive on the left side. Yes, 50-50 shot. Well done.
Drive down the middle.
Well, look, I said it with conviction. What would you expect?
The last vestiges of Mother Britain. That's exactly right.
But it's the southern hemisphere, so doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That just makes the water go the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah, the drain.
Their roundabouts go the other way.
Australia's money system uses dollars, but it doesn't use what?
Cents.
Yes.
Pennies.
It doesn't use pennies, but there's another coin they do not use.
That makes no sense.
Nickels?
No, they don't use farthing, pennies or quarters. They use dimes and nickels, but no pennies and quarters. That's appropriately upside down, if you don't mind me asking. Saying, rather. Very interesting.
And their money is plastic, too.
Oh, my. It looks like we're going to get a little bit political here today. Uh-oh. This should be fun. True or false? I think we all see where this is going. It took one school shooting massacre for Australia to completely overhaul its gun laws.
Yeah,
true.
Yep.
Yeah, that is
a true statement. Okay, moving on.
These are just true or false.
In New Zealand, it wasn't a school, but did the same thing.
Quick enough.
Who was the main actor who played Crocodile Dundee?
I knew we'd get a Crocodile Dundee question.
Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan was his name.
Paul Hogan.
Paul
and
Hogan.
Linda Kozlowski.
Oh.
Now that's a knife.
Oh, no, besides Crocodile Dundee, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have a list of four Australian players currently in the NBA. Can you name one of them? This is good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut, you got it out of the park. That's awesome.
Glad I didn't have to name three.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Pressure's on us to come up with the other three now.
I think that one is pretty good. I'm giving it to you. Full credit.
She asked for one, right?
Okay.
Ben Simmons, Matthew Devolodova. I know when I hear the people call his name, that's kind of funny. And Patty Mills sounds made up, but we're going to pretend like we got that one.
Okay,
in which Australian city were the 2000 Summer Olympics held?
Sydney.
Yes, it was Sydney. Absolutely.
In 56, it was Melbourne.
And in 56, it was Melbourne. Yep, that's right. All right. Last but not least, which Australian city is the world-renowned tennis tournament the Australian Open held in?
Melbourne?
That's Melbourne.
All right. Melbourne.
That would be the answer to something.
There you go. Be
Sydney.
There's only so many. Thank you so much, Sophie. And we're going to reconfigure here as we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis, and she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided...
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy.
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
who doesn't? I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right.
No.
He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette, with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American Foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He didn't know that.
But the guy like couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
We are back. Thanks for some great questions from Sophie. We knocked them all out of the park. I'm giving us at least a half a thumbs up on Australia and the Southern Hemisphere. Fun stuff.
Does she get a coffee cup?
You know, that's a good question. We only got one wrong, according to my records here.
How's about we just give her the coffee beans and no coffee cup?
I tell you what, Sophie, we're just going to send you the coffee in it like a sandwich bag.
Yeah. In a Ziploc bag. Yeah,
exactly. No, we're just going to pour it. You just got to be there.
Little schmear of cheese on the outside?
Yeah. We'll put some palmetto cheese on there.
Oh, my gosh. We have another set of questions from a student of Jason. So how fortuitous that you're here, Jason.
No.
Dear professors, here's a list of questions I thought you might find interesting. The list is 20 questions pertaining to random Detroit sports facts. Only 90% or better will be recorded. Lower than 90% and you fail. What did you do to this guy? Mitchell Salhaney sent us these questions. Mitchell Salhaney. I see where this is going.
Uh-oh.
In the last 53 years...
I bet it starts with the Lions.
How many times have the Detroit Lions gone to at least one playoff game?
Seven.
It's nine.
Nine.
Heather didn't like that I was using powers of 10 last time. If you say seven, that's pretty close. Nine out of 53 is not... Yeah, that's not
good.
Very good. Not very good. Since 1957... How many any games, regular season or playoffs, have the Detroit Lions won by double digits?
Oh, there's got to be dozens of these. Please tell me yes.
It says here, since 1957, the Lions have only won five games by double digits, and it just sounds perfectly believable. I don't care if it's not true.
Yeah, but ten's a double digit. That's
brutal.
Well, of course, we can all around this table remember those seasons when most of our scoring came from the field goal kicker.
Oh, that's right.
Eddie Murray, Jason Hansen.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason was our salvation.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, he's actually... the nominees for the Hall of Fame.
Well, okay.
Ian Spielman, and who's the other one?
Good.
Lomas Brown. And somebody else is also nominated, too. I can't remember.
So I know this number. I think I can do the calculation in my head. We're now down to only two NFL teams, or three, who have never made the Super Bowl. And, of course, Lions are a charter member of the NFL and have never been to the Super Bowl. But a little twist on that. There are 32 teams in the NFL. How many of those 32 have a... franchise-long winning record over the Lions?
31.
I'm giving partial credit. It's 27.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Since 2013, how many coaches or managers have all four major Detroit sports teams gone through?
Nine
is in the wheelhouse. It's just a little higher than that. It's 13 since 2013.
Since 13.
Coaches over and over and over. New people.
The revolving door.
The revolving door. Yes, absolutely.
Can I get a turn? I can't do work.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. In the Detroit Tigers' 1968 championship season, this Tigers player grounded into zero double plays. That's pretty incredible. Who could do that?
Al Kaline?
No, it wasn't Al Kaline. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
Initials are DM. Dick McAuliffe is what it was.
Nice.
Yes.
Very
See,
good.
Hank?
Good for you,
you can
Hank.
Play.
Okay.
You can play.
You're a valuable addition
the real
to
deal.
This panel.
That's it. He came off the bench and hit one out of the ballpark. So.
Oh, my gosh. This stadium played in before Comerica Park is at the corner of Michigan and Trumbull.
I wonder.
Never heard of it.
Navenfield.
Yeah, no, there we go. Navenfield.
Never been there, right, Jason?
Now,
never
remember, for a young person, that is an interesting piece of trivia.
That's right.
Not something that we just have lived through.
Unwashed heathens that they are.
What school was Joe Dumars drafted from?
Country Day.
McNeese State.
We're going for undergrad, but you're getting close. You're getting close. Who did the Pistons beat to win the 1989 NBA Finals?
L.A.
Lakers.
The Lakers. Yes, they did. Let's see. This would be the following season. What three Detroit Pistons were selected as All-Stars for 1990?
Rasheed Wallace. Ben Wallace.
1990.
Dennis
Rodman, Isaiah Thomas, and
John Sally.
John Sally or Bill Laimbeer?
Bill Laimbeer? No.
It was Rodman, Thomas, and...
Dumars,
yep. Okay. Joe D. Okay. Those were the three. I didn't know if you were going to get Rodman or not. That's pretty good.
Well, he was a rebounding champ.
Yep.
So
he's the man, the worm, we used to call him, right?
The man in the dress.
Mm-hmm. Right before Steve Yzerman wore the captain C, who was the captain of the Detroit Red Wings?
Danny Gare.
Gosh, I just... Hockey, Australia, Canada, there's nothing... the Munsters, you know?
Hey, actually, he's in town.
Danny is?
Yeah, Butch Patrick.
Oh, Butch Patrick. Danny.
Wait, Danny Patrick.
Herman Munster is still alive?
Fred Williams. No, but Butch Patrick is actually in town for the Hearst Fest.
Oh, of course. Hearst Fest this weekend. Who doesn't want to go to that? It used to be in Hell, and now it's in...
it's still in Hell, isn't it?
Oh, I think they had to move it. I think it's in Fowlerville. Yeah,
but it's bigger than...
It's bigger than Hell.
Because they have an outlet mall.
Hotter than Hell.
It's hotter. Not many people know that there is a small hamlet outside of Pinckney, Michigan called Hell. Not named after the concept of Hell, but something from German. And it's a fun place to go to Scream's Ice Cream at and get a picture with the sign that says that you went to Hell.
And get your letters postmarked there.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Of course. They have a postmark.
Or during the summer.
Those that still know about letters.
Yeah, that's snail mail.
I don't know how.
This current Red Wings player, I'm afraid, if I remember correctly, this player may have decided to retire this summer, but I could be a little bit out of play. This current player, quote unquote, was the first overall selection of the Wings in the 2000 draft.
Oh, Nicholas Cronwall?
It was Cronwall. Did he retire this summer?
He did.
Yeah, I thought he did. Yeah. It's been a while.
In fairness to Mitchell, he wrote these questions last semester. So.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's in the front office now, so it's all good.
We're gonna, if he's still with the organization, that's awesome. So, the next captain of the Red Wings after Yzerman was...
Nick Lidstrom.
Lidstrom, yes, that's right. Yeah. Saw a wonderful thing on Facebook yesterday. Unfortunately, I found it this morning. That was Gordie Howe next to... Stevie Y, and it was all happy 9/19, and I'm like, dang it, I could have reposted that yesterday.
Okay, Matt, you do know that's why I chose that for my wedding day.
Well, I believe that you mentioned that on the air before. Howe plus Yzerman, 9/19.
So happy anniversary then.
Yeah. Plus a day.
Yeah.
Plus a day.
Very nice. What year did Gordie Howe join the Wings?
47?
I'd say 46.
46, Hank.
Oh, here we go.
Batting them out of the park. What can I say?
Or the rink.
Or the rink, or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
You shot one over the chicken wire, didn't you?
In what year did Mike and Marion Ilitch buy the Detroit Red Wings?
Ooh.
1892.
You know what? I'm giving it to you because the correct answer is an anagram of those numbers. 1982 is the correct answer.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Done. It's just a little
dyslexic.
That's Tourette's syndrome again, isn't it, huh, Steph?
Oh my gosh. Continuing with that purchase, because all good Red Wings fans know, what year was Yzerman drafted? Here's a hint, it was after 82.
1983.
It was 83.
Yeah. See, we're actually the same age.
Really? Exactly the same age. Oh, what do you know? And now he's back running the show. What do you think about that? Huh?
What have you done with your life?
Not much. <I'm just kidding. laughs> A lot less.
Wait, how many Stanley Cups have you won, Dave? Oh, my gosh.
Sad.
Of course. How many natural teeth do you still have, Dave?
Right. Oh, true. And my knee is still not. I don't have chalk for kneecaps. So.
This northern Michigan city is home to the Red Wings' annual minicamp.
Traverse City?
Traverse City is where they play. Absolutely. And, of course, every red-blooded Detroiter, especially the people in this room, knows where the Detroit Lions played their first ever game on 9/23/1934. The Lions beat the Giants 9-0 at the University of Detroit Stadium, just a few feet away.
Did they have lights back then? Are.
That's a good question, because we just got lights last week.
Yep.
Yeah. But you notice it was not a double-digit win.
It was definitely... Okay, it's time for our favorite game, ATP Favorites. We just need to decide what the favorite is going to be for today. No, I don't have one. Maybe Hank could help us out. Hank, name a favorite thing that you want us to tell you what our favorite thing is.
Yeah, a category of favorites.
Wow. Like favorite cheese or, you know.
I've got an answer.
Favorite southern cheese or favorite
cake.
Oh,
flavor of cake.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm. All I'm going to say, I'll get us started. I've never been a cake guy. I know hardcore listeners know I'm a pumpkin pie guy. This is a very special time of year for me. If you go to Dairy Deluxe at 14 and Woodward, they literally will show you. They are going to take an actual piece of pumpkin pie and blend it into the ice cream. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. That's the real deal right there.
14 and what?
14 Woodward. And Woodward.
All right.
Double D. That's what we call
that's
it.
That's where I go Deluxe.
All right. That is a total cheat answer. I'm just not a cake guy.
Favorite cake.
I got to go with cheesecake.
That never hurts.
Can you go wrong with that?
No,
that,
never. It's a pie, but go ahead.
I mean, it's got the word cake in its name. I don't really.
So does pancake.
That's true. I like those too.
No. Every year for my birthday, I get the Nino Salvaggio's has this. It's a cake, chocolate cake filled with chocolate mousse, and then it's covered with chocolate covered strawberries.
Perfect. Okay. All right, I got one from my childhood. Does anybody remember? I think it was Saunders used to make like this caramel ripple thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
They make bumpy cake. That's all I need.
Oh, that too. Oh, bumpy cake sounds good too.
No, I know what you're referring to. Was there crushed nuts on the outside of it by any chance or something?
See, okay. The only thing, this is going to sound real bad. The artist in me, I remember the pattern on the top of the cake. And I remember it's caramel. Enough. That was about all that I remember. Okay.
So. That's all you need, you know?
That's all I need.
I'm angel food cake with real whipped cream and raspberries.
Nice.
Ooh, that's good.
Just saying that makes me say, it's the end of summer. When you can pluck the raspberries right off the bush and put them on your cake. Oh. Wow. Okay, Hank, you know, we're not going to leave you without the chance to respond to this. You had cake on your mind, so what were you thinking about?
My comfort food birthday cake that my mom always made for me was angel food cake with boiled icing.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Which is basically spun sugar.
Yeah.
which is pretty much what angel food cake is, spun sugar. So.
Wow. Nice.
Cool. Sugar on sugar.
And it is so amazing with a cup of coffee.
Very low fat. Oh, very low fat.
Yeah, low fat. You don't need sugar with it, obviously. So.
Oh, my gosh. So I think it's interesting because, of course, when my birthday is that I always had pumpkin pie instead of cake, that a lot of us at the table said something about what I always get on my birthday, things like that. It sticks with you for a long time.
Well, you know, I once forwent a cake on my birthday and had a banana pudding instead. Oh, my mom made a great banana pudding. It had this brown crockery bowl she would make it in.
That
was great. Oh, it was excellent.
No,
it was excellent.
Tomato cheese and
yeah.
And what was your cake though? It was coconut cake.
You are something.
Now, is coconut cake one of the ones where you can like get it part of it soaked in rum, or you do that afterwards?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
No, that's like fruitcake.
Okay. I'm afraid it's time for us all to say goodbye, because that's all the time we have for today. So, Professor Grabowski.
Good to be back.
Professor Roach.
Let them eat cake.
Professor Durkin.
Very glad to be here. An experience of a lifetime.
Excellent. Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Conant.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Myop.